It's Monday, January 19th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
And I'm Anthony.
And TJ.
This is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. This week, Blaven is out, continuing his quest to become the best at Magic the Gathering. Mm-hmm. Pre-releasing all day. Show him your support. Message him on Twitter. And harass his Facebook. That's Blaven Rickford Harold Jaramillo.
What an asshole! His credit card number is.
You know, I bet you if you just search his first and last name, it would still be the same one. Regardless, we did a couple things this week.
We did.
It's true. A couple things to look forward to on this show. We're going to cover Monster Hunter 4. The demo is out. We were granted special access to this hotness of games, and we're going to talk about our experiences with the demo. Covering some other picks, weeks. But first, we saw a movie.
We did.
We saw a movie.
I guess.
Well, we were in the theater, and we did pay the ticket price, and we watched animations on the screen.
So technically, we saw a movie.
So, by definition, we saw a movie. Anthony, what movie did we see?
We saw Taken 3.
Ooh, Taken 3.
Or Draken.
Mmm.
Draken? I don't know.
I don't think it works like that.
I'm trying to make like a 3 pun, but it's not coming. It's not working.
Let's just do the short form about what we thought about Taken.
What did we think about Taken, Vince?
Vince, what did I think about Taken? Well, if you read my Twitter, that night, both my time and money were taken.
Oh, burn!
Oh, man. I didn't read that.
Well, that's because, TJ, you don't have a Twitter. Unless you do, and I just secretly don't know.
No, I don't.
Okay.
He's following you under, like, Smoke Dog 420.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you're that other dude. Oh, okay.
I should so do that. But now you guys will expect it.
Well, you gotta think of a different username. And then wait till the summer when we forget about this.
If, I don't know. Who knows? I mean, if your name is at TJ, then I'll know who it is, but...
Damn.
If you put like Asian X like that Subaru, then I probably won't suspect that.
Well, now you will.
Maybe now I will.
Yeah, that movie wasn't good.
Good.
It was boring. And it had like a really convoluted plot it didn't need. And the action was okay.
Good. TJ, did you like Taken?
Oh, man. I loved it so much.
The sarcasm is palpable.
Man. The part when his daughter gets taken. And her friend as well.
Oh, that Taken, huh?
Yeah, Taken 3 wasn't that great.
Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, those movies, that first one is really good.
Yeah, that first one was awesome.
And
right?
Then that second one is like, okay. Mm. And then this third one is just garbage. Mm. It's like the Matrix movies.
But, what's up, dude?
I just felt like he was getting really old in this movie.
Yeah, he was. I will bring it back and say, after we watched the movie, we did talk it out. And this movie is also Batman.
It is also Batman, that is true.
All right. And if you look at it that way, it's a great movie. He has a Batcave. He has Robin, Nightwing, Batgirl.
Yeah, Batgirl. Robin gets shot.
Unfortunately.
He drives a black car.
Yep. Man.
Oh, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Maybe it was really supposed to be a Batman movie.
It was the rejected Batman plot? Probably. But there is some good news to all this, because while we watch Taken 3, and we understand that the Taken 3 franchise is... it's going for a downward turn. There is a new hope.
Just tie this back into Star Wars.
No, I'm just saying. Oh, there was a Star Wars trailer.
There was a Star Wars called A New Hope, too.
That's, yeah. But I'm just saying, Run All Night is our
Taken 4.
It's Taken 4.
A New Hope.
And it could be the savior we want.
That actually looked good. Well, it looked action-packed, I should say.
It looked like Liam Neeson being an awesome badass.
Exactly.
It wants what I want. It has what I want out of Liam Neeson movies, which is a very simple story, and then him beating up a bunch of people.
That's what his movie should be.
Yeah.
All right.
Or him where he's a lion.
Yeah.
Why a lion?
Because in Narnia, he was the lion.
Was he?
Yeah, he played God.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he also played Zeus.
He also played Zeus.
I knew that.
Yeah.
He was also a Jedi.
Was he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh, yeah.
He was Obi-Wan.
Oh, he got stabbed.
Master.
What a boss.
Yeah, by Maul.
Yeah.
Darth Maul.
That was a sad moment.
Yeah. That was the worst part.
Liam Neeson died.
Yeah. That can happen. Got a retcon.
Yeah.
He's also really young in that movie. I just realized that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, he's old.
Know who else was really young in those Star Wars movies? Samuel Jackson.
Oh, he was in that.
He was Mace Windu. Yeah, it was Mace Windu with the purple lightsaber.
Who do you think would have won that fight? Mace Windu or Qui-Gon?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. It has to go to Liam Neeson.
How often do you see a purple lightsaber, though?
That's true. True.
There's got to be some special rank to get
the purple General Grievous would intervene.
I don't know, man.
And he'd have like 17 lightsabers.
This is green.
It was green. Green is my favorite color. I think I'm going to have to go with Liam Neeson.
Mm. Okay. You're putting that out there?
Yeah.
You're going to
say that. Okay. Gonna, based purely on color.
Okay. Going to be lightsaberist like that?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be lightsaberist like that.
Okay. All right. That's enough about Liam Neeson. Let's talk about the real thing today. Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate for the 3DS. Oh, did you shoot it on your 3DS?
That sounded so old school.
I know.
That was the PS1. That was the PS2 version. My bad.
Oh, okay.
It's that low res. low res audio.
So it's here. The demo is here.
For selected few.
For selected few.
Clearly. I don't know why I didn't get that email.
Yeah, why you weren't selected, I don't know. Why it was just me and Anthony,
I feel like everybody else in the world got it.
Oh, really? You didn't get it either, Mike?
No. I find that weird.
I don't understand.
I think part of it was when I registered that game, when I registered 3 on the Nintendo store, like to get the coins or whatever, I said I bought a 3DS for this game. So maybe that had something to do with it.
I guess.
And then they're like, oh, he really likes Monster Hunter. We better give him this thing.
I think I accidentally opted out of the emails again.
I think I'm just lucky.
There's your problem.
Yeah. You're in all the betas.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah. So.
I think the point is, we should just not care about it and then it'll just happen.
True. Yeah. True. Because I don't want, it was a real big shock to me. I was in class, being like, oh, email from Nintendo. I usually just delete these. And I'm like, Monster Hunter, I'll read this one. Oh! 4 demo codes! Sweet!
Damn it. Oh well.
But yes, it's here. We're all big Monster Hunter fans in the room.
Yeah, I checked my Monster Hunter 3 clock. I have like 210 hours.
You still play that game?
Yeah. I have it on the Wii U too. The Wii U as well.
Okay.
And I play online.
Okay.
And that's how I have a full HoloGen Moran set.
You play too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have... I don't know if I'm at 200 hours yet. I know I'm well beyond 130.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I can say I play Monster Hunter.
I think we all do.
Yeah, we all played a stupid amount.
I think it's safe to say it's taken up a bunch of our time.
Yeah, surprise announcement is going to be out here in less than a month.
Which is surprising.
Which is, oh my god, yes.
Wait, did you say less than a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, February.
February 13th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. See, I thought this game was coming out in March.
No.
Mm-mm. I was surprised to find out it's coming out a month earlier.
Yeah, same as Majora's Mask, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we'll save that for a little bit later on. Let's talk about Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Anthony, you played Monster Hunter.
I did play Monster Hunter.
Tell me about what you think about Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate.
So, Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate is...
Yeah.
We get to the very obvious thing, is that you have a lot more maneuverability throughout this game.
Yes.
You can, climb any wall... almost any wall. You can climb a bunch of walls. It's very fast paced. So when you jump off of high areas, when you land, you just immediately go into a run. You don't stop in place after you jump off something really high. You can do jumping attacks. Now, you can mount monsters. I mounted a Great Jaggy and I was just stabbing in the back.
Hmm.
That was pretty cool. And then there's two new weapons. Well, there's obviously a whole assload of monsters, but there's two new weapons, which is the Charge Axe?
Blade.
Charge Blade, which is a sword and shield, but then you put your shield onto your sword, and it becomes an axe.
Oh, it's so cool. Oh, it's the best.
It looks really cool. And then there's like the, it's like an insect staff, or it's like a bow staff.
Yeah.
I forget what it's actually called, but it's pretty much a bow staff with a blade on it. And you can do very acrobatic stuff, like you can launch yourself into the air, do aerial attacks. It's easier for mounting enemies. It's very fast-paced, and it's a big multi-hit weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And its special skill is that it has a kinsect that you can shoot from your blade, and depending where the kinsect hits the monster, in what area, it collects a different power-up from it. So you can collect red for attack, white for defense. No, white for mobility, orange for defense, and I think there's a green for health.
Mm.
And I've only managed to get like two at a time, but it seems when you get, there's three slots for it, so you can have up to three power-ups at a time. And I don't know if you get three, if there's like a special combination or...
Oh, you didn't read the hunting logs?
I kind of skipped through them. I was just like, what's attack, what's to shoot my thing, and then I kind of just went...
Hunting logs, right.
Or the weapon logs, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you know what it does?
I can't remember, but certain combinations give you, like, boosts to your stats.
Oh, so if I get, like, three reds, then I get a huge damage upgrade, or...
Essentially.
That's pretty stuff cool. Like
that. That sounds too complicated for me.
Yeah, that's... I'm not going
for that. I just like jump attacking with that thing. It's pretty cool. You guys said that, like, other weapons, they've lost moves, or they gain new ones?
Some of the movesets are different, yeah.
Yeah. Like, the sword and shield, I don't remember enough. You guys remember when you first, I guess, unsheath it?
Yeah.
It's like a jumping slash?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They took that out.
Does he just unsheath it?
No, he does like he still does like a forward slash,
mm-hmm.
Like a ranged one. He just doesn't jump.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's just like an overhand or overhead?
Yeah, overhead.
Oh.
But like he dashes in and does it. It's weird. Oh.
I guess maybe now that they have the jumping attacks, they took that one out maybe, or...
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah, but does the sword and shield still have a jumping attack?
No.
Like when you jump off a cliff? Like when you jump off a ledge and press an attack button?
You should.
Yeah, but that's... But that's useless. Like, I'm talking like... He's talking like if you want to be able just to launch out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because like, you know how in sword and shield you can't hit high monsters sometimes?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's your useful?
Yeah, true.
That's also how I usually started all my attacks.
Oh, yeah. That's the combo starter. Yeah. You jump and then you do two slashes into like the side slashes,
yeah.
And then you roll.
Yeah, and then you
do it all over again.
Yeah. So now it's just dash over.
Yeah,
it feels weird.
Yeah,
but I think it's still my favorite weapon.
Still the sword because of the speed.
Yeah, fact that you can use like items with
the shield,
even while it's deployed. Yeah.
I just like being maneuverable.
Yeah. That's why I always like the dual blades.
They're back in this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or were they gone in the third? No, they
were. I don't think
there.
They were ever gone.
Oh. No, that's what I use. I use that and the switch axe.
What was gone?
It doesn't matter. They're all back in this one.
Yeah, they're all back. But like, what was gone in three that wasn't two?
That was in two?
Yeah.
The gun lance?
No, that was...
That was in three.
The lance?
That's in three.
Are you sure there was something else?
I thought there was something gone. Yeah. I could have sworn. Whatever.
I'm pretty sure in 3 they had all of them too.
Maybe I'm going crazy. But.
Yeah, no, because it was 3 Ultimate.
Oh!
3 in Japan didn't have.
Oh, yeah, okay, that was it. 3 in Japan didn't have a bunch of stuff.
But
and
Ultimate.
Then Ultimate had everything.
Unless you mean, like, try.
Yeah, or try, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I also put a lot of hours into try. But yeah, it's cool. I played with the bow staff and I played with the greatsword. The greatsword is exactly the same.
Is it?
It's 3 really? Charge. You still have the upswing. There is... you have your jumping attack, so when you jump off a ledge, you have an attack. But you have a different like follow-up. It's like a diagonal baseball swing with the greatsword a jumping attack. So that's pretty cool. But the thing with the greatsword is that it's really... Since the sword is really heavy, when you do a jumping attack, it has a high probability of staggering or just knocking down smaller monsters.
Oh, okay.
So in like the Great Jaggy fight, because in the demo there's 3 fights. There's the Great Jaggy, which was in 2. And, well, all of them, maybe. And then,
send everything.
There's two new ones. But in the Great Jaggy fight, like, I would jump off a ledge, do my jumping attack, and it just, he just slammed to the ground and just get wrecked. So because it's heavier like that, you have a, you can just demolish smaller monsters or lighter monsters.
Right.
I don't know if that affects larger monsters, like if the fills up like their mm-hmm. invisible stagger meter faster mm-hmm. or not, but it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys think of the new monsters or the new monster we faced? Who had like the darkness?
He was rough.
It was. I don't know what the status effect was still.
Yeah, that kind of annoyed me.
Yeah, there was like a new monster who, he's like a big dragon, big black dragon, and he shoots just shoots darkness balls.
Yeah.
And then has like darkness vortexes, and he uh-huh. puts a status effect on you that fills a bar underneath you. And
we still don't know what it does.
Yeah. I swear at one point, like, the bar filled and it killed me.
Mm.
But, yeah, like, I don't know. It's cool looking, but it plays with all the different Monster Hunter, or with all the different gameplay mechanics they have, like, it's very maneuverable.
Yeah.
When we're in that area with all the cliffs, its attacks, like their ground fireballs, it would go down cliffs, like it wouldn't just end. It would travel. You can attack on the walls now and stuff. You can take items on walls.
You can do so much stuff on the walls. Yeah,
it's awesome.
I love it.
I don't know, I really like this demo. It's cool.
Yeah, no, I like the small little gameplay changes they made. It seems a lot... On one sense, it kind of seems a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think they made the monsters harder.
Yeah, and I know a lot of monsters, even older monsters, like who's that pink monkey that throws poo?
Kangalala.
Yeah, Kangalala. Now, in the one map we have in the demo, there's that area with the vines.
Okay.
Kangalala can now, like, climb on the vines while you're on the...
game?
Yeah, he's back.
Oh, cool.
And he can climb on the vines like a monkey.
He's gonna fuck
his And just, like, do air attacks and, like, drop on you.
What?
And, yeah, there's, like, a bunch of... There's, like, I think there's a spider boss or something.
The big question is there still underwater bosses?
I don't know.
I hope not. I hated underwater battles.
They were really annoying. Unless they fixed it. They fixed every other mobility complaint. Maybe they fixed water.
I can't see why there wouldn't be water bosses.
I know.
But let's just hope they did fix it.
Yeah. Especially when, like, the final boss in 3 was like, oh, the whole fight is underwater. Yay.
So bad.
Yeah.
Really annoying.
Mm-hmm. TJ, any highlights from Monster Hunter 4?
It's more or less the same things as Anthony. The big thing for me was all the climbing stuff.
Yeah.
The fact that you could use items. I didn't know you could use items on walls.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
You could attack, you could jump.
You can evade in any direction.
Yep.
Yeah. I just like that climbing is so much faster. Even climbing up the small hills,
yeah,
you go up those things so fast.
I think the big difference for me is you don't have to go up there and press A.
You just walk.
Auto-climbs it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Or when you walk to a ledge to jump off, you just run off. Like, there's a little pause in case you do it by accident.
Yeah.
But, like, if you just keep running towards it, you just fly off it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I got to try both new weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get used to that insect thing.
Yep.
It's just too complicated.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of... Like, I don't know its whole moveset, but there's, like, a lot of... moves where it changes your positioning.
I didn't even get that far.
Yeah, so like there's a couple moves where if you're in the middle of like a standing combo and you press the heavy attack, you can, if you're holding like back in the heavy attack, you'll do like a triple backflip backwards, but you're spinning the whole time, and if anybody gets in your way, they get slashed.
Oh, cool.
Or you can do like a forward one where you lunge forward, and like it's a very acrobatic.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, I think that's like a weapon that'll take getting used to.
I kept trying to use that stupid insect thing.
Yeah, it's hard to use it in battle. Like, while in mid-combos and stuff.
I think it was also bad because I was doing it on a small monster.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I did it on the Jaggy.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I was trying to mark him.
Is that what that does?
You know, like, if you just tap R to launch...
It shoots, like a spore thing.
You can mark them, and then when you launch the insect, that's where it goes.
Oh, it homes in on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, like, when you shoot him, you'll see the, like, puffs of smoke glow either red, yellow, orange, or green.
Oh.
So you know which color you're getting.
That's cool.
Yeah. There's too many layers to this weapon for me.
If I had to choose between the two ones, New ones, I choose the Charge Blade.
Yeah, I really like the Charge Blade.
But only because it's similar to the Sword and Shield.
Yeah, I think, I like the Charge Blade too, but I think that's because I really like the Switch Axe.
This is the best of both worlds in this weapon.
And the Charge Blade is kind of like, it's the easier babyfied version of the Switch Axe,
yeah.
I found. Because you have the shield, mm-hmm. and then you have the mobility of the sword, and then you have the power of the axe.
Mm-hmm. I still understand the vials for it, though.
Yeah, so I don't understand how to charge it properly.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like it goes to, like, yellow, red, and then just charge.
So it's not the same as the Switch Axe?
No, it's not, it's a bar. Different. You have, like, a couple vials.
Oh, okay.
I think it depends on your combo meter.
Huh. Yeah. You fill them up. What I gathered was, the more you attack, the more you'll fill up your stuff. Because you have to attack first, and then you have to actually press, like,
R and A,
and then it fills up the vials.
Yeah. Huh.
And then you use the vials up when you're in the axe mode.
Yeah.
This is like an amalgamation of everything. It's got long sword charging.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
And when you're in the axe mode, it's not the same attacks as the Switch Axe.
Yeah.
It's not.
I would hope
it's
not.
All AOE instead. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, so the character will just spin it around in circles.
They're like wide swinging.
Yeah, ones. But
that's pretty sick.
But each vial is like an explosion. So every time you hit, it pops like a gun blade.
So if you hit multiple people, it's like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and then the final ones, they'll charge it, and they'll just release everything else.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's why I kept making you fly everywhere.
Oh, dick.
Now you know.
I was like, I thought I was just launching myself with attacks, but no. No. Did you guys figure out the mounting system?
I didn't understand.
What do you mean?
So when you mount a monster,
yeah.
There's a little bar that appears.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's a blue bar, and then there's like a dragon face eating the blue bar.
Yeah.
And if it catches up with the blue bar, you get knocked off.
Yeah.
But if you fill it up, it goes like ching, and then you fly off anyways.
Yeah, but you like knock him down.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think there's like a chance of you breaking stuff off.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
But I don't think the Jaggy has anything to break off.
Yeah.
On his back. No,
okay.
I think his face.
Wait.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I've only seen you mount the Jaggy, but can we mount the dragon?
I was going to say, why didn't any of us try that?
I've seen in videos people mounting, like, a Rathalos.
Yeah, like big stuff.
Yeah,
right?
like big stuff.
How come we didn't do that?
I don't know. Well, none of us really had weapons that could do it.
Oh,
we had two bows, a great sword, and.
Sword and shield. We'll do it after this podcast.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah.
The mounting thing seems interesting. I hope there's more ways that you can do it outside of that one weapon.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to use it a lot.
It seems like it's like you got to jump off something.
Yeah.
It's just that with the bow staff, it's easier because you have a launching button.
Yep.
I think if I read up and I figure it out, you'll see me mounting all the time. Like suicide mounting.
Never not mounting.
Yeah.
Well, you don't get take damage when you get flung off anyways, so.
Yeah, but I bet you trying to do it is the hard part.
Yeah.
For the big monsters.
Yeah. But yeah, Monster Hunter is fun.
Man, this game's great.
Oh, it's always fun.
It's
I can't wait.
It's scary, because it's like, it's bringing back Monster Hunter in a big way for me.
Yeah,
and I'm
man.
Like, oh man.
See, and I don't know. See, like, I was about to start Final Fantasy 14 with you guys. And
you
like,
just do both.
Yeah, but I'm like, no, I can't. That's a trap.
Then just don't play any other games. You just play those two.
Then I'll be one of those people.
Yeah, you'll be like me.
Ugh.
Like one of
Gross.
Us. One of us.
I don't play video games. I just play Final Fantasy
and Monster Hunter.
I'm not a gamer.
You don't need PlayStation Plus for Final Fantasy.
Yeah, you don't.
Oh, you guys are the worst.
You guys are the worst. You don't need it.
It's crazy.
What?
Yeah, you don't need PlayStation Plus for Final Fantasy because it already has an online fee.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not run by Sony. It's run by.
Uh-huh.
It's run by Square.
Do you still get that discount because I know the PS Plus.
No, PS Plus gets a discount on it.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Wait,
on
buying the game,
I'm
I think.
Game.
Okay.
Not on
say.
The monthly fee.
I
was going to say.
Because I was going to say, whoa.
Join us.
One of us.
I've been saying I'm going to play this game for like the past month.
Yeah, you have. You have.
And I've made the steps, okay?
You made an account. You logged in.
I downloaded it, yep.
You downloaded
the patches.
Updates.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, until 2.5 comes out.
Well, don't worry. Maybe this... You know what? I'm off tomorrow. So maybe
he'll
You're just going to watch Crunchyroll.
You're right.
God damn it.
We'll get to that later, though. But anything else you guys want to say about Monster Hunter other than it's fantastic and I'm Fap City?
I
think the Monster Hunter new 3DS looks like shit.
Yeah. I agree. I'm not a fan of it.
I do want that new 3DS, though.
Mm. Yeah.
How about then we just move into our picks of the week, and TJ, we can start with yours. There's a Nintendo Direct,
sweet.
Right?
It is.
Okay. Well, guide us through it. What are the big hits from Nintendo Direct? All right.
Well, the big one was the Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah, the new one. The new 3DS.
Alright.
So basically, the main differences between this one and the old one are it's got a more powerful processor.
Yeah.
So it should load things up faster.
Mm-hmm. I heard that the menu's like butter.
Oh, like the home?
Yeah.
It should be, because the better menu, be. The menu on this one sucks dick.
Yeah, mine keeps freezing every time I press home. I don't know why. Jeez. What else? For those of you who use 3D.
Mm, I do.
Do you really?
Uh-huh.
You're going to love this then.
Yeah.
You don't have to be directly in front of it now.
Oh, that's good.
It has face tracking.
Oh, that's so good.
So you can move around. I don't know how much, but it's got...
Like, I wonder how much that affects battery.
Oh,
Probably
a shit ton. But they do say it does last a bit longer than the older one, battery-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty good. I thought this one lasts pretty good.
It does. So
it's not Vita long, but...
No.
It's not DSi long.
I never owned a DSi.
The DSi lasts, like, a week.
Does it really?
I felt like I never had to plug it in. It is amazing. And then someone stole it.
Oh.
I stopped that DS Lite.
So did I.
Yeah. I still maintain the DSi is the best handheld Nintendo made.
Wow.
Well, I definitely would have picked it up if I didn't have a DS Lite.
Yeah.
Even more so than the Game Boy SP?
Oh, it's like twice as good as the SP.
What about the Micro?
Micro's garbage.
I want a Micro still.
That's a fashion statement.
The screen got smaller.
I want it.
Why would you want
it? Don't fit in my pocket.
How are you supposed to play Final Fantasy VI on that?
You know what they reminded me of?
I don't know.
They reminded me of those old Game & Watch toys.
Yeah, that's what it's... Yeah. I want a Micro. Anyways. I just want it to have it. Like, so, I want that Famicom Micro.
Gross. Tell me more about this new 3DS.
All right. That's what we're talking about.
We got a C-stick, I heard.
It's not technically another joystick. It's more akin to... You remember those IBM laptops with...
With the nub?
The nub mouse. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
Well, if it helps me with the camera in Monster Hunter, I'll approve.
True.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing in Monster Hunter, just to go back to that for a second. If you notice, the camera wasn't locked tights anymore.
What do you mean?
It was full 360 camera.
Okay,
when you pressed up and down, it wasn't like low, medium, high.
Yeah.
It was just like full 360 degree analog camera. Yeah. That was cool. All right, but yeah, sorry.
Back to 3DS time over here. What else did they change? They changed the storage media.
Is it not an SD card?
They're not SD cards anymore. They're the micro SD cards.
Shit.
So I have to, A, transfer everything to an SD card, then transfer everything to a micro SD card.
I just bought a 32 gig SD card. I'm fucking pissed.
You can put it in your phone?
No. What phone takes an SD card? I can put it in a camera.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't take pictures. Although I do like that format.
Man.
Blame gets discounts on SD cards, right?
He gets discounts on everything.
On everything.
Okay, Blame.
You heard it here first, Blavin.
Coming for you.
Just hit him up on Twitter.
Yo, like, SD cards get dirt cheap.
Okay, Blavin, we're coming for you.
Dirt cheap.
Coming for you, Blavin.
Good then.
Where, hold on. I remember mine from last year when I bought it, when I worked seasonal. Hold on. So this one is 16 gigs.
Yeah.
It cost me $4.
Yo, okay. This is not going to be an issue then.
Yeah, let's not worry about it.
This is not going to be an issue.
We got hookups.
Other than those, there's more buttons.
Oh yeah, it's got the new ZL, ZR buttons.
It has the ZL and ZR buttons. So I think what they did was, the cartridge isn't at the top anymore. It's closer to the bottom left, you know, where...
Oh, like it comes in the side?
No, it comes up in from the bottom, from what I saw.
Like the actual bottom?
Whoa.
Yeah, I think that's where the cartridge goes now.
So cool.
I guess it's so to make sure you don't accidentally push in the cartridge and
eject
it.
Oh, that's smart.
Right? Because the buttons are...
I don't know why there just isn't a cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, true. But yeah. I think that's... Those are all the new things.
And then there's going to be, like, exclusive games.
The big thing is, it doesn't come with a an adapter.
Oh yeah,
man.
So you either have to purchase your own.
That sucks.
Or if you have, I think it was an adapter from the 3DSi. I mean, the DSi.
Yeah, 3DS and up. Or, yeah, DSi and up. Yeah,
DSi and up.
You can use that charger.
Well, I have two, so I'm good.
I have one.
We have a bunch, don't worry. We're good.
But Anthony, if you get the new 3DS, you have to trade in your old one.
Yeah, for hot discounts.
That means you gotta trade in.
You gotta trade in your power adapter.
Does it really?
Yeah.
They don't accept it without a power adapter. That's
come with everything.
Yeah, if yours came with an SD card.
In the box.
It needs to come with that.
Ew.
Yeah.
Right?
It's shitty.
Well, I think I'm still using the SD card it came with, so that's no problem. And I still have the box and everything, so.
Yeah. But yeah. That's the thing is, yeah.
Or,
I've adopted this new theory where I buy two cords for everything I have now. I have one in my room, and the other one's just placed randomly in the house.
Just okay. For convenience?
Yeah, like, oh, for look. Convenience purposes.
That makes sense.
It's super helpful. Yeah. But what about, what colors are these 3DSs coming?
It comes in black. It comes in... New black.
New black.
New black. And new red.
New red.
All right, guys.
That's the exciting bit. Okay.
New black and new red.
So, okay. I'm going to say right now, I am going to get one. I'm torn on if I want new black or new red.
You don't want...
Because don't you want new Fire Emblem colors?
I do want new Fire Emblem colors. But I know I can't wait till new Fire Emblem.
They didn't really give anything else out on that game, did they?
No.
That was just a trailer.
Yeah.
Other than it looks amazing, but... No.
And it's... Who is it by? Some comic book guy?
Who?
I don't know. Is it?
They have, like, a comic book artist. Or...
Oh, doing the art for it?
No, he's doing the story, I think.
Like a famous guy?
Is it Japanese guy or American guy?
He's Japanese.
What's the name?
Oh, I can't remember. It's okay. In the video.
I'll look it up. You keep talking.
But yeah. Fire Emblem. Look out for that. Apparently, it's the same artist as... Which one was it? Fire Emblem Awakening?
Huh.
Yeah.
So it'll look the same. But apparently everything, like, it's got new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really say much about it.
Can I make characters mate to make stronger characters?
I'm assuming yes.
I want to say yeah. I'm assuming it's going to have all the same mechanics as the old one.
It's a very quick Fire Emblem from the last one, and right? More. Yeah.
Well, the last one came out like...
The last one came out like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
In Japan.
In Japan it came out 3 years ago. Maybe. It's like I always felt like new Fire Emblem games were like 5 years apart or something.
No, they're more like 4 years apart.
Maybe it's just because I don't pay attention to Fire Emblem. But I always, whenever someone is clamoring about a new Fire Emblem, it always feels like there's a like half a decade has passed. And I'm like, those games still exist? Okay, whatever. Have fun, you crazy people.
Yeah.
And your permadeath.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, another thing they announced.
What else they announced?
So I love puzzle games.
Do you?
Oh, I do. Trust me.
Word on the street is that you love puzzle games?
Word on the street is I love Professor Layton games.
Ooh.
This is nothing to do with Professor
Layton. Oh, okay.
Oh, how I wish it did. Trust me. No. Have you guys heard of Puzzles and Dragons?
Yeah, the iOS Android game.
The iOS Android game.
I think
about
so.
Puzzles and dragons.
Yeah.
So it's coming.
To 3DS.
To 3DS.
Damn.
But they're bundling up with Puzzles and Dragons Super Mario Bros.
Oh, yeah, it's like the Nintendo edition. Do you play this game?
It's 2-in-1. Which one?
Puzzles and Dragons?
I used to.
I started playing it, and I'm like, this is like a mobile game. It is stopping me at every possible point it can to make me pay money.
That's why
to
I stopped.
Recharge stamina.
That is like, why I stopped.
Yeah,
that one's a pay to win game.
My friend is level 113.
Tell him to stop playing.
She's never paid a cent.
Yeah, tell her to stop playing.
She has the patience to just only
yeah. Get it. That's her only game. She just plays Puzzle and Dragons. Yeah. It's like when your mom only plays Tetris.
Yeah,
but Tetris is fun.
Yeah, you know.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. It's good. Mm. Can't go wrong with Tetris.
So you guys are not interested in this crossover?
It looks cool, but I don't think I'm going to play it.
What, the Mario?
Mm.
Like, I think I'm going to delete Puzzle & Dragons off my phone right now.
Yo, sweet. If this game came out for $20, I'd buy it.
I wonder if the progress will be any better, because I think that's the biggest thing for me, is that like getting new monsters, because I am buying like a box product, assuming.
I assume it would
be. Unless it's free to play on the eShop, and then you have to microtransaction through the eShop.
If that's the case, I hate this game.
Like, because, yeah, that's like the gameplay aspect is fun. Like, I like the whole matching segment. But, like, just progression is terrible. Because it's like, pay $1 to refill your stamina. Mm-hmm. Pay us $50 and get a bunch of gems.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep going.
They do that. That's really it.
That's really it?
Well, they showed a bunch of little games.
Yes. I think they showed off the more important crossover game.
There's another one? Hold on. I'll find it.
Will you now?
There's another crossover. Mario versus Donkey Kong?
No! They only showed in like a little bit of a montage, I think.
Oh.
There was another crossover game?
On Fire Emblem X Shin Megami Tensei!
What?
Is that a game?
That's a real game.
Wow.
Are you sure they showed that?
I think maybe not during the Direct, but right after. They had something on it.
I do not remember this. This is something I would remember.
Okay. Well, it's the thing.
Have they showed any gameplay, or they just announced that it's happening?
They've showed it. It looks like Fire Emblem, but you're like, if the Fire Emblem characters were in high school.
Yo. Wait. So is there also a demon summoning
social
aspect?
Yeah. But Fire Emblem Awakening has the social aspect already, so it's just a bit more elaborated, I think.
Cool.
Is it dungeon crawling?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
That sounds pretty cool. That might get me into like Fire Emblem
game. I'm super into it.
That sounds like an interesting crossover.
Yeah. We also missed out the big limited edition 3DSs.
Oh, yeah. Monster Hunter 4 and Majora's Mask.
See.
Mm. We also forgot to talk about Majora's Mask.
We talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
When it was announced.
I didn't talk about it because I didn't care.
You're right.
But they made that game playable now. Like,
with the camera?
No, they fixed the camera, they fixed the saving system.
Those were problems in the old one?
Well, no, it's very obtuse. Like, okay. It's not.
I think the camera's a problem in all Zelda games.
They fixed the camera, they fixed the saving system now is different. Because in Majora's Mask, there was a regular save, that was like a permanent save. And then there was like a quick save where you can quick save at an owl. And that was only temporary, so once you loaded that save up again, that save was gone.
Man, I do not remember any of this.
And then also, they fixed the Song of Double Time, which normally it lets you go 12 hours forward into the day.
Oh.
But now you're able to choose any hour within the day.
Mm.
So it makes certain side quests easier, because places you have to be there for a certain time, you can just warp to that time.
Man, these were problems?
It's just more tedious than.
Okay.
They're making it more approachable.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the other thing is the Bomber's Notebook, which is an item you get to keep track of certain things.
You must really love this game.
Yeah. I love this game a lot.
All these things you're announcing, you're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember from this game was Majora's Mask.
There's a moon!
The moon face thing.
Yeah.
The kid?
The 3 days. Was it 3 days
you got? Yeah, 3 days.
And then the Fierce Deity's Mask.
Yeah. Fierce Deity's Mask. Cool. But yeah, and so now they changed the Bomber's Notebook so that it's an actual thing you want to reference. It keeps track of side quests because in the other game you had side quests, but if you didn't pay attention to what happened or what happened in the dialogue, or if you just like,
so if you didn't read,
or if you just like if you went and saved it and went to sleep and came back and you couldn't remember what happened, you'd have to start over again.
Yeah.
So now they keep a quest log. And it has, like, things that you can do, events that are in the area, stuff like that.
Mm.
It just made this game a lot more approachable. And, like, I think that was the biggest problem with Majora's Mask, was everything was very... It was very obtuse.
Mm.
It was very hard to get into.
I wouldn't say that. I think it was fine if you're just doing the main stuff.
If you're doing the main stuff, yeah. But, like, there's so much more... Like, the people reason love Majora's Mask isn't just the main story.
And that's why I don't love Majora's Mask.
It's the same reason I love Final Fantasy XII, is because it's like all this side stuff is super crazy awesome.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But you have to be willing to get into that kind of stuff. To get the Fierce Deities Mask, you have to get every single mask.
Yeah, sadly we did that.
We did that.
I did that too.
Just because we thought the mask was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That mask is awesome.
It makes you an adult.
Yeah, and you just wreck bosses.
Yeah, nothing stood a chance after that.
Yeah.
You shoot the Zelda 1 beams from your sword at full health.
And I'm pretty sure they home.
Yeah, they do. They're homing. What else?
They're unstoppable.
They just broke the game.
I got everything there is to get in that game. I got 100% of Majora's Mask.
So you don't need this game then?
Probably not, but I want that 3DS.
Really?
You want to buy, really like
buy that gold Majora's Mask 3DS?
I really like it.
What are you going to do with the old one?
I'm going to trade it in.
You're going to trade it in?
So the minute this news came out, I was in class, and I decided, okay, I'll bus home. Or not that I decided to bus home, but I usually bus home.
Okay.
But I got off early, and I got to UB, and I put a pre-order down for it.
Yeah.
Because I have the sole intent to flip it.
Oh, okay.
For like $500.
the
Majora's bundle?
Uh-huh.
Shit. Okay. Good idea.
Yeah. But they said they can't guarantee stock.
Oh, what? So
I was like, damn. Like, was I already too late?
Huh. They can't guarantee that you'll get it?
In the States, it's already sold out.
Yeah.
Like, pre-orders are sold out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if it's the same here or not.
Yeah.
Just go to the EB in...
Well, it's too late now.
What, Dundas?
Yeah.
Dundas EB? That place has everything.
Literally.
Yeah.
I got a Japanese version of an Initial D arcade game there.
It's the go-to.
Yeah.
Initial D Extreme Stage.
But yeah. You guys gonna buy those new 3DSs then?
Eventually. If not at launch, eventually.
Yeah. I'm gonna wait and see if maybe they put out a better version.
What do you mean?
Like a new 3DS?
Like,
I don't think they're gonna do that anytime soon. But... Because the XLs came out 2 years ago.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Shoot.
I remember, because that's when Monster Hunter 3 came out.
Yeah, they probably won't.
Actually, it was earlier than that.
We'll see. If there's a price drop, and it goes down to, like, $160, $150.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll get it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be $230 here, I think.
Yeah, see, that's a bit too much for me.
$229.99.
That's why I'm thinking if I should just get the bundle with the game.
Is it cheaper?
Well, it's the same price.
It's the same price. It's just buying it alone.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. But I don't know if you care about digital or not.
Well, the problem is, do you care about the Monster Hunter 3DS?
Yeah.
Because I don't want that.
Tell you right now, I'm probably going all digital.
Welcome to my world.
Because, man, convenience, I can buy it whenever I want.
Yeah.
So, like, 1 a.m., if I feel like getting a game,
yeah,
I'm getting it.
And you can just, you don't have to switch the damn cartridge or disc.
That's what I love. Everything's just there.
Future, man.
Man.
Future!
Cartridges. They just take up space.
Yeah.
All those boxes, I don't even know where to put them anymore.
I've run out of room.
See?
Wait till you get that revelation with your PS4. You'd be like, yo.
Games are too big.
It's begun.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Honestly, at the rate that I go through games, I just delete them. Because I know I'm not going back to them. And they still show up in my library.
If you ever want them, you can just re-download it. See? Yo. Digital is the way of the future, Anthony.
I'm gonna be on physical till the bitter end.
I'm gonna make sure.
I'm just gonna burn one game you own, just so that it ruins your entire collection, and then you're like, damn it.
How am I gonna get this now? He burned a PS2 game of that. He burned Death by Degrees. Nobody has this game anymore.
Exactly.
I don't even know what that game is.
It's the Nina Williams game. The Nina Williams from Tekken?
Yeah.
Nina. Oh, her.
She had her own, like, you remember Rise to Honor?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to take Death by Degrees and Rise to Honor and burn them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It plays like Rise to Honor. Like, it's the analog fighting. You flick the analog stick to punch and kick people. It plays exactly like that, but it's 100% worse.
How did Jet Li have
a Why did you buy this game?
Because it's so bad. And it was $2.
Yeah.
You paid $2.
I paid $2 for it at Anime North. Someone was selling it at their garage sale.
That guy made a profit.
He probably did.
Okay, guys, I've decided. New black.
New black, are you sure?
New black. But I'm positive.
But new red, man.
Wait. I didn't get a good look at these colors. Are they glossy finish?
They're both matte.
They're matte finish.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, like, the red and blue ones, no. Because yours are
like
pretty
my
matte,
pink
right?
One?
No, mine is glossy metallic.
Yeah, like my pink one. My pink
Oh, so
matte.
It's not like that? It's
no.
Just, it's like yours.
Yeah. My pink is a matte pink.
Like, look at that TV behind
like
you, the
this.
Border.
Yeah, it's like the bezel on the TV.
It's like the DSi black one?
Then? Yeah, it's like the DSi black.
Oh, okay.
New black.
New black.
New Black.
I've never seen the red, though, so...
Well, the red is... New Red is kind of like burgundy.
Yeah, it's like a maroonish.
Really? It's not like a bright red.
It looks pretty... okay. I kind of wish they went with white and black.
Same. Same.
They need to bring the white back.
But I think white is reserved for the new 3DS.
That ambassador.
Non-XL.
Oh, man.
With the swappable faceplates and the Super Nintendo colored buttons.
Yeah, the one that we don't get here.
Oh, I want that one.
Uh-huh. That's the one that's white.
America, North America only gets that DXL, so.
It's a statement on our culture.
Yeah.
What the Japanese think of us.
Like bigger? And we need everything huge?
Yeah, everything big.
Because our fat sausage hands.
Oh, Americans' hands are too fat to handle the regular 3DS.
But sir, what about the Canadian market?
Same people.
Who cares? They're 30 million. Whatever.
So my goal is to get that Japanese white one.
Yeah, but then you're and region not, locked everywhere.
Not being able to.
That's actually...
Yeah, but then it's region locked because these things aren't region free.
Yo.
So if you want to play Monster Hunter Japanese...
Here's what I'll do then. Oh, wait, no. I can't even swap boards. Nope.
It's just too much effort.
I'm screwed.
So now that you saw the colors, new red, new black.
Yeah, I don't like the red.
Yeah, new black it is. New black it is. All right, we've spent enough time on this.
On Nintendo Direct.
Hmm.
All right.
Let's keep on the video game track, Anthony.
Okay, so my pick is a quick one. It's a fan mod I saw on Kotaku. Someone is making or remaking Jak 2 in CryEngine. The engine they used to make Crysis.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he's on DeviantArt. His name is Floordan.
Yeah.
Like Floordan. And he recently released a video via Reddit of the pumping station, the level pumping station in Jak 2, all redone in the CryEngine. There's no gameplay. Like, there's no super HD Jak running around. But it just showed the environment. It just looks beautiful.
It's like a flag.
Wait, I have a question.
Great. What?
Is this a fan-made thing?
This is a fan-made thing. Okay. Some dude is just doing this for fun.
Dang.
Because they've already released an HD re-release of the trilogy on PS3.
Did it come with a kart racer?
I don't think... No, it didn't. It didn't come with Jak X Racing.
Well...
And that was the reason that I bought Jak X Racing recently. So we should all play Jak X Racing.
I was more of a Crash Team Racing kind of guy.
I was going to say, that's no CTR.
Whatever, it's okay.
The ironic thing, it's by the same team.
Yeah, right?
But...
C-Tower was just better.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Jak X Racing.
I shouldn't talk. I've never played that one, so. No. We'll play it, and then I'll
okay.
Back to you.
Okay. But yeah, so back to that. Yeah, he's remaking it in CryEngine. The video will be in the show notes. It looks really nice. And but like the question I have for this guy is, why Jak 2?
He just loves Jak 2.
Like, Jak 2 is the worst Jak and Daxter.
Maybe it's his favorite game.
Well, then he likes bad games.
Jak 2 is the one where he gets out of jail, right?
He gets out of jail and he's all gruff and he got a bunch of attitude.
Yeah.
And it's also super fucking hard.
Maybe he found it relatable.
Maybe.
He just got out of jail.
Yeah.
And he's like...
Yeah, could be his favorite one.
He got out of juvie.
Like, for example, if I were to make a Mass Effect game, I'd make Mass Effect 2.
That's the best Mass Effect, though.
Oh, that's true. It's because I got good taste.
But yeah, like, I don't know. For me, like, Jak 2 is the worst Jak and Daxter. Like, if you want Jak with all the guns and stuff... It's Jak 3, but I still think, like, Jak 1 is, like, the pure platformer Jak is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, yeah, it's cool. It looks, oh, my God, it looks gorgeous.
Cool.
It looks great.
Neat.
So, yeah. What about you, Vince? What did you pick?
Yo, mine are even quicker than yours.
What?
I got two new show premieres dates set to go.
Do it.
First one, Vroom Vroom, Top Gear Series 22 is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the actual date, because at the time of this recording, they're having a live stream, which would show the date at the end of it.
Oh, okay.
Nice. But it's coming soon. I'm assuming within the next month. The other show is also within the next 2 months, on a fan favorite of. Community is coming back.
Isn't it on Yahoo whatever?
Yahoo Screen!
I don't even know what that is. Or how to get there. Like, do you have to subscribe for this?
I think it's going to be, like, one of those things where...
Please say no.
You know when you go to a regular network television website and they have... You can watch the shows they're streaming with commercials inlaid and stuff?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
A bunch of.
Yeah, a lot of shows. You can do it with like every show nowadays. Yeah. Anyway.
It's gonna say a lot.
It's
of
just tough because it's an SD only. And they put real commercials in, like real commercial lengths.
Wait. Do they make the commercials, or are they actual
commercials? No, they're actual commercials, but it's like at the appropriate times, and they'll put in like 4 or 5 commercials to make up the half hour time.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it's like actually watching the show only whenever you want. Anyways, comes out just in time for my birthday, March 17th.
It's a good subtle reminder of, because I forgot when your birthday was.
It's the 20th.
Okay, got it.
Just so you know.
Spring equinox.
Got it.
Just Google that.
I don't know what that is.
If you Google spring equinox and you check the wiki page, it's just my face.
I don't know what those words mean.
Well, then Google that.
Just Wikipedia it.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know Mikey's birthday?
No.
Here's a handy trick.
Did it happen already?
It's near the equinox.
I was just there, wasn't I? Wasn't I just at his birthday?
You were at it some point.
You were probably there.
No, wasn't it? What was the thing like last week?
TJ's birthday?
That was your birthday.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because we got you the thing.
Come on.
Yeah, that was
come
your
on,
birthday.
Anthony.
Yeah, okay.
We gotta work on that. You need some ginkgo biloba. We're getting you ginkgo biloba.
I don't know what that is!
And sweatpants.
Stop speaking in Tagalog. I don't know what that means.
It's not. It's English.
Yeah.
What?
Ginkgo biloba.
What is that?
It's something you take to help you, like...
I thought that was some sort of, like, Tagalog, like, mess.
No, man, it's like a pill you take.
Okay.
I think it's supposed to help you, like, concentrate.
Or remember.
Focus.
Okay. Yeah.
It's good when you're trying to study.
Tighten your thoughts.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's that.
Yeah.
Sure.
We're gonna get you some. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We got you covered.
Uh-huh.
Sweatpants.
So then, your birthday's March.
Bingo.
You should just, like...
Yours was January.
Calendar.
Oh, bingo!
I still don't know what Mikey's is. I know what mine is.
Spring equinox.
When's Blavins?
Fall equinox.
Blavins?
Yeah,
it's in November.
What?
Oh, okay.
His is easy. No, actually,
easy to buy for him.
I always think his birthday's Halloween, and I know it's not.
I always get it wrong by like a day.
I want to say November 11th, but I think that's Remembrance Day.
That is Remembrance Day.
It's either the 12th or the 13th. When's Peaches? The 9th.
The 9th.
This is the 12th.
Okay.
I just remember it's 3 days after.
It's easy to buy for him because we just get him the magic box out of here.
Thank God. That might be changing.
Why?
Because you said they're changing the format.
Oh, right, yeah.
But the holiday gift box is not part of the...
Oh, okay.
It's just a box. It has nothing to do with the format.
In that case, sweet.
But what if they do like 2 holiday boxes?
Oh, no.
Like a Pokemon Red and a Pokemon Blue.
Are we going to have to... Oh, we're gonna have to.
We're getting both.
No, we'll get him the worst one.
Oh, the one he doesn't want.
Oh, yeah. The one of least value.
Yeah. Alright. Just so he knows how much we care.
Yeah. Okay. Side tangent over. So, anyways, community, March 17th. Mark your calendars.
Okay.
March 17th. Yahoo Screens.
Yahoo Screen!
Didn't they release, like, a Lego Top Gear?
That was to promote their new series.
That was funny.
Wait, new series on Lego?
No.
I was excited for a second.
No,
they used CG Legos, but they made the Top Gear show out of Legos or CG Legos. And so it was pretty funny. Like, they had a bunch of Lego exclusive jokes. Like, one of the guys kept stepping on blocks. Like the land blocks, the very thin ones.
Sucker.
And then he sat into another one because the Lego guys have holes in their legs. And so he kept getting, like, eventually he just had a bunch of stuff on him. One of the guys couldn't find his hair. So they took a mop piece and put it on his head because it looks the same. It's pretty funny.
It was good. I liked it. I'm excited.
Sweet.
Is it week's time?
It's time for a week's, and I'm going to open this one up. I'm going to tell you guys what I've been doing this week.
Tell me.
Do this week?
Here we go.
Have you been building Gundams?
Hey, I built one.
What'd you build?
Man, you had time for that?
I built one, the Amazing Red Warrior.
Who's that?
Oh, man.
TJ knows.
I don't know, but I don't know. That doesn't help me.
Don't worry. He's the legendary Gunpla. Perfect Gundam 3.
I don't...
Meijin Kawaguchi's ultimate manifestation of himself.
That came out already?
It just came out last week.
Okay, I was going to say.
Is this like a Build Fighters thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yo, you should get on this.
Dude, what are you doing with your life?
I know nothing about Gundam Adapt.
It's because I have to watch it.
That's the best part.
I think is it in manga form? Can I read it?
You watch JoJo.
I didn't go all the way through it.
Oh, dang. Never mind.
So the only reason I watched JoJo was I watched season one, because it's part one and two.
Yeah.
And then from there, I'm like, I can't wait till season three.
The best part about Build Fighters is watching the battles in action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think a manga would do it justice.
I guess.
And it's all battles.
Okay.
Literally, every...
It's robots.
Every episode, there's a battle.
Yeah.
There
has to be at least one.
Even if it's a dumb battle with stupid context around it.
Even if it's like a flashback, there's a battle.
Yeah. Even if it's just in their heads.
Do they have a battle within a battle? Like, they're battling, and then they have a flashback that's another battle, and then when they end the flashback, it goes back to the battle?
I think they have done that once.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
It's like Inception.
Battleception.
Yeah. But yeah, so I built the Gundam, fine. But what I've really been doing, guys, let me tell you about Crunchyroll.
Okay? You've told us about Crunchyroll for like the past 4 weeks.
He's getting value out of this Crunchyroll. Shoot.
Man, Crunchyroll's pretty good.
Wait. Which one of you got the free 48 hours?
I have it. I have like five.
Yeah, but you posted it.
Oh, one of my friends keeps sending me the 48-hour trials, but I never use them.
Oh, okay. So no one claimed it.
Yeah.
If you want it, tell me, because I didn't realize I have to give you a code.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't just that link.
Yeah, like, there's that link, and then there's a code you put in. And I have, under my account, all these codes.
Oh, man. For 48 hours?
Yeah.
Don't stop.
I gotta find a 48-hour period where I'm not working.
And you're not sleeping.
And I'm not sleeping.
Yeah. So anyways, it's a new season of anime. The winter 2015 anime lineup has begun.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And I think there's like 25 new shows?
Wow.
A lot of them are season 2.
Okay.
Okay.
Stuff. And I tried watching as many as I could. Or the ones that interested me. Got through about maybe 10 of them. There's still one I want to watch that comes out on the 23rd. But I'm not going to bore you with everything I watched. I'm just going to tell you the two. The one of them is what I think is going to be the anime that's going to take over the scene.
The world.
Yeah. Maybe it might be the 2015 one that people are going to rave about. Maybe this year's Attack on Titan. And then I'm going to tell you about the one that I enjoyed the most.
Okay.
First one, if you've heard this, let me know, called Death Parade.
Nope. Is that the one with the games?
Yes.
And they're playing darts?
Mm-hmm.
Have you... Okay, yeah, so I watched the OVA, Death Billiards, and I really like that.
Mm.
That was really good.
Mm.
What?
There's an... So... Can I... Do
Go ahead.
Okay. So in Death Billiards, there's this place that these two people come to, and it's like a... It looks like a seedy... Like, it's a really nice bar, but it's like an underground bar. It's like there's some gangsters hanging out here. And so they have to play pool for their lives.
To the death?
Yeah, pretty much. And so every ball they sink is a... There's a body part in the ball.
Oh, God.
So it's like every time the opponent sinks a ball, you lose
that body part.
At the end, you'll lose them. You'll lose that
part. Okay.
And then you'll die. If you lose them all, you die.
Okay.
And so there's a bunch of twists and turns, but like just based on that alone, like it's really cool. It's a very I don't know. Like, I had a lot of interesting conversations after watching that with anime friends.
Cool.
Yeah.
Death Parade. You know, I'm just gonna spoil it because you guys won't understand the conversation unless I do. Whatever. It's the first episode, and I'm sure the whole thing is gonna be surrounding about a lot more than that. The place that they're in is. I don't want to say it's purgatory, but it's some manifestation of that kind of place.
Okay.
The game they play decides whether or not they go to quote-unquote hell or heaven.
Yeah, if the elevator goes up or down.
Yeah, like, they don't explicitly say if it's heaven or hell, but it's sort of the same symbolism. Mm-hmm. You get that? And in Death Parade, the game they play is darts. You start at 500 points, you're trying to get your points down to zero. Every spot on the dartboard is linked to a body part on the opponent.
Okay.
And wherever you hit, it inflicts pain to that certain body part.
Hmm.
So, like, the bullseye is your heart.
That right? sucks.
like, one is your eye, like, one is your liver, leg, whatever.
Yeah.
The series opens up with a couple, newlyweds, and one of them's gonna
get murked.
Yeah, and through the series of the game, actual intentions are revealed and blah blah blah. And that's the big surrounding gist of the anime. It's to see who's, I guess, morally good.
Yeah, the true nature of people.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Personally, I felt like they both should have went to hell.
Wait, they were playing against each other?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the newlywed was uh-huh. against each other.
Oh, uh-huh. man. That's so crazy. Usually the way the game works is, like, when you die, you come in one by yourself and you play whatever.
Yeah.
But because these two died together, they came in together.
Ooh.
And then, like, yeah, it tears this couple apart, and one goes to heaven, one goes to hell.
Well, they're dead already, so.
Yeah.
But do you want to live your afterlife in bliss and,
yeah,
like, pampering, or do you want to be poked at in a fiery pit?
True. True.
So, like, the animation is actually really great. It's kind of super grotesque and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's a quality anime. I just think that the reason this is going to be a lot more popular than most will expect is because of the conversation around it.
Mm.
Like, the creator's social commentary on what's morally and ethically correct
mm-hmm.
versus what's not. And I think that's why I can't watch the show, because I just don't agree with a lot of their opinions. I'm like, why did that guy deserve the good guy ending? He should have fucking burnt too.
Or maybe that's what they're going for. Maybe they,
and you're right, maybe
they
that's
also
it.
Think that's it.
Yeah, and I'm like, I just don't feel like watching something like that.
Okay.
Like, if I want to watch something to upset myself, there's other things I can do. Yeah. The other thing I watched was this anime out of nowhere. Have you guys heard of the Studio Wit? Wit Studio?
Nope.
Yeah, neither have I. They made this anime called The Rolling Girls.
Okay.
The Rolling
Girls. Wait, is it about roller derby?
No.
Ah.
No.
Dang.
No. No. It's done by the lead animator is the guy who did Attack on Titan.
Okay.
So in your mind, you're probably thinking, oh, so it looks like that, right?
No.
It looks nothing
like that.
All right.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a Gainax studio production.
Cool.
It looks like, I'll say it right now, the closest thing this reminds me of is Foolie Coolie, FLCL.
Oh, cool.
Only, it's not as hyperactive. And well,
only you like it?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Like, I didn't hate Foolie Coolie, but I didn't love it.
Okay.
Yeah. So Japan has had this civil war with itself.
Mm-hmm.
War's over. All the major political leaders have suddenly disappeared. They just jump shit. They're like, whatever. I don't need to be here.
We're going to China.
Sweet.
Country's in turmoil. So what happens is Japan divides itself up into 10 different states.
Okay.
Each of the states becomes very unique and individualistic. So, like, one state is just all samurai and ninja.
Okay.
One is all cooking. There's a Bancho state.
Oh, I want to be in that state.
One of them is just, like, regular people state.
Okay.
Like, what we would think is regular. This is what I mean. And then so on and so forth. Each of the states has a representative called the best.
Does it sound like Dodonrampa?
The reason they're called the best Ooh. Is they are the heroes that represent each state.
Okay.
There is a new law they put into place called the Twin Towers Act.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And which states you cannot commit any sort of violence or terrorism with any other state. You have to be able to work things out politically, non-violently, and with legislative law.
Let me guess, someone breaks it.
No. Okay. If you can't do that, then your two bests go and fight each other.
Oh, cool.
The heck?
Yeah.
Okay.
So our story follows the regular people and the Bancho clan, and they fight each other. The Bancho clan is this girl with a giant who fights with a giant paperclip.
Good for her.
As you would imagine.
Obviously.
The good guy is a girl who looks like a...
Are the best only girls?
No, okay. But it's just these ones.
Oh, they just
are
girls. Happen to fight.
They happen to be girls. And the one that we follow is, she looks like a ripoff of a Green Sentai hero.
Okay.
Nice.
So she has like a skin tight spandex suit and a Kamen Rider helmet.
Nice.
Her name's Matcha Green.
Matcha Green.
And if you've ever seen how Gurren Lagann is animated in that way with their fight scenes, exactly the same.
Oh, okay.
So it's really lively, it's entertaining. When they punch, their powers aren't like powers of destruction. Like, say, like, girl A punches girl B. It's not an explosion that appears behind her. It's like a giant flower. Like, spiritual flowers blossom behind her.
That's funny.
And then explode her.
That's cool.
And it's amazing.
Rolling Girls?
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch this.
I think the story, though, is... it's a two-part opening. And these two who are fighting, they severely beat each other. And they're both in the hospital.
Yes. Well, I like this.
And so... the story isn't actually about them. It's about their followers.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the whole Rolling Girls comes into play. Yeah. Macha Green's, like, little friend or little sister. She's like, well, because you're injured, I'm going to go around Japan and adjudicate other fights in your place.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets on her motorcycle.
Awesome.
And she goes off. And as she's leaving, it's just, like, a really simple span of events that gets other girls to join her motorcycle clan.
Cool.
And so there's four girls, and they're called the Rolling Girls. And I think... and, like, the opening is them being, like, a small little punk rock band, and they're going around this new form Japan.
I like this.
Looking at fights. It's so cool.
This is cool.
Like, I'm not gonna say it's the most brilliant story. It's got some weak writing, but entertainment value alone, it's so much fun to watch.
I'm down.
Rolling Gold Girls is not available on Crunchyroll.
Oh, what the heck?
So in my research for this, I didn't realize Funimation had their own streaming service.
Don't tell me you subscribed.
I didn't. Okay. But I noticed that they had all the shows that I'm actually watching.
Oh.
This season. Like, I picked three that I'm going to stick with, and Funimation has all of them.
Oh, nice.
And Crunchyroll has none of
them. Funimation also releases series on their YouTube channel, right?
They do. Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes, okay. Because I thought they had, like, all the Build Fighters on YouTube or something.
That's Gundam.info.
Oh, okay, Gundam.info. All right.
That's different. No one has Gundam, except for Gundam.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay, I'm trying to remember what that show I watched was then. Whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Really, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No.
It doesn't. Because I didn't even finish it.
Good.
It's Bamboo Blade! That's what it was.
Oh, you actually remembered.
Yeah.
Good for you. TJ, what's your week like?
My phone go. Oh, man. My week consisted of a lot of Final Fantasy XIV. Oh,
yeah, boy.
My God. Like, too much.
Let's talk about Final Fantasy XIV.
No!
Maybe not enough Final Fantasy XIV.
Let's do it.
Oh, no.
Who are you? What are you? What level are you?
So, I recently... first of all, I bought...
the digital collector's edition?
No, not the collector's edition. I bought just the regular for $40.
Okay.
About a week later.
Yeah. Goes on sale?
It goes on sale for 50%. I'm pissed off.
I wonder, you could probably write Sony about that. Maybe they'll give you...
they're not going to give me anything. I'm not even going to try.
Ma'am.
That's besides the point. Okay. This game is eating up my time.
Is it that good?
I think it's because I wanted an MMO.
Yeah.
This game won a bunch of, like, best MMO awards last year.
I can see why.
Yeah.
Man, it gets you hooked. Because
every time you guys talk about this, I'm just like, I feel like I need to.
It's really good.
Well, with normal MMOs, I'm going to say, you usually, when you make a character, you're stuck in one class.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
With this one, you can use all the classes with your one character.
Mm.
You might not be that great with all the other ones.
Can I respec?
Yeah. When you level up, most of it is auto level up, but you do get certain, like, ability points that you can spend in whatever you want.
Yeah.
So you'll be a little bit better at certain classes than others, but it's not like because you put most of your stuff into mind for healing that you're just an unusable, like, melee DPS,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you'll be a little bit better, but it's not something that these other classes are now useless, even though I can beat them.
I understand.
And also, it depends on what your base stats are.
Because
You can tell off the bat that some characters are built for either a DPS or tank role, and then some are built for... like physical DPS, and then the other ones are built for
magical.
Mm.
Healing, yeah.
Mm.
But essentially, you can use anything you want.
Okay.
And what I'm really excited to do is not the battle classes.
Oh, you're doing
the disciples.
Disciples of the hand. Oh my god.
So like the blacksmithing, fishing, mining, woodsman people.
Man. Yeah, so you can make gear for other people, sell it on the market.
So that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Did you say hunting?
You technically could.
There is hunting. You do get a hunting log.
Can I be a monster hunter?
Oh my god.
You can be a fiend hunter, because they're fiends in Final Fantasy.
Technically, you are hunting monsters.
You guys.
It's really cool.
What else? What else do I love about this game?
Join, we'll give you fireworks.
Ugh. Oh yeah, we got fireworks. We can celebrate your inaugural login. Oh
god.
By shooting fireworks at you.
No, tell me more about Final Fantasy.
If you're worried about stat allocation, that is not an issue in this game.
Yeah, because it's auto levels, right?
Literally.
Yeah, and there's like a couple extra points, but whatever.
Literally, you'll probably just pump them into one stat.
Hmm.
Depending on what you are.
HP.
What else? You don't really have to grind in this game?
Yeah, there's like no grinding. It's crazy.
Like, literally, I'm just doing the main story quests.
And you level up at like a constant rate,
pretty,
right?
Pretty quick. I think I'm at level 27.
Oh, you're almost there. You're almost at the 30 mark.
Yeah.
What class are you?
I feel like I've been leveling up forever.
What class are you,
though? What was I? I'm a rogue.
A rogue? So you can turn into a ninja?
I can turn into a ninja.
Or was there anything else that
just
you
just a ninja.
Oh, just a ninja. Okay.
I just want to be an archer.
I can affect...
You can be an archer if you feel like it.
You can be.
Yeah. What's the downside?
Nothing. Okay. I'll look up what the cross classes are for archer.
Oh, okay.
If there are any.
So there's cross possibilities. So you can level up other classes and then use some of their abilities with your class.
Oh, like the job system.
Yeah. Or you can like... So the class I'm going for is the scholar. So you gotta level up your like DPS mage.
Alright.
And then your healer, and then you get like a cross class.
Okay. So guys, tell me, I wanna know what the day-to-day is.
Oh!
I don't wanna know about like the facts, the nuanced systems. I wanna know like, I'm logging in.
What are you gonna do?
Blue Mango. What are we doing today? How am I feeling? Whatever.
So you got the regular MMO stuff, you got your dailies.
I don't know what that means.
They're like daily quests that refresh every 24 hours.
Okay.
And you can do those.
I haven't found those.
They're on the board in your guild. They're daily monsters.
Are you guys part of a guild?
So there is an NPC guild that's part of the story. So you gotta choose one of those. And then there's free companies, which we just joined.
Yeah, so there's grand companies. And each city has their own grand company.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, they seem pretty much the same.
Yeah, they're all NPC run. No, there's like no player at the head of the grand company or anything.
Oh, that's a shame.
Like, and you move up the ranks.
Cool.
To unlock more stuff.
To unlock more stuff. And then there's free companies.
Free companies, which are player run.
Yeah.
We just made one. What's it called again?
Ours is Sacred Sword.
The Sacred Sword. Mikey is our sword and shield. Like, we made ranks, custom ranks. So Mikey is our sword and shield. I am Commissioner X.
No, he's the Sacred Shield.
Oh, the Sacred Shield. The Sacred Shield. I am Commissioner X.
Okay.
And Blue Mango over here, TJ, is the Forbidden Fruit. So good. So, yeah.
My guy's awesome.
There's a lot of customization within this game. Like, you can, usually within guilds, like, there's set, like, there's a leader, there's an officer, there's members.
Yeah.
But in this one, it's like, you can have, your leader is your leader, but you can change the name of that to whatever you want. You can change the names of whatever, like, he's the Forbidden Fruit, like, and that's a officer class. You can change people's, like, what they can change with
the guild. Is it just
you
three in this company?
It's our friend Christian.
Oh, okay.
I forget, what's his thing?
It's like... He's just...
The grand...
Grandfather.
Yeah, the grandfather.
Grand space father.
Yeah, because...
What's this nonsense you guys are doing?
Yo. This is what you can do in this game.
Yeah.
No, I gather that much.
You can make... Yeah, you can have, like, some sort of robot thing for yours if you join up. But yeah, and like, I don't know, there's dungeons.
Oh, so,
yeah.
The other cool thing about this is, You can party search an effective, like, how do I explain it? It's called the Duty Finder. Basically, you go in, you queue up, and then...
It's a matchmaking.
It matchmakes you while you go and do some other shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you can queue up for dungeons and then go do other things and spend your time more efficiently instead of just waiting.
I see.
Yeah. And, like, dungeons are, like, so far they're just 4-people raids.
So far, yeah.
If you duty find, you need 1 healer, 1 tank. If you have 1 healer, you need 1 healer, 1 tank, and 2 DPS.
Okay.
If you're a healer or a tank, you'll just instant queue.
Mm.
Yeah.
If you're a DPS, like, everybody's DPS, so that your queues are, like, 20 minutes.
Mm. Takes, like, sometimes 30 minutes. Mm. It sucks.
But those are 4-man dungeons. They're smaller. Each dungeon has something unique to it.
Yeah.
Like a different puzzle or something, or a different... gameplay mechanic. And then there are raids. And raids are like 25 people plus.
Yeah, we haven't got there yet.
And we haven't got there yet. But like those are like big, big things. And those things sound like very intimidating. So
this game actually has a story.
Yeah, like the story is actually really fun and like interesting.
Mm.
Mm. Which I never knew MMOs could have.
They always have stories.
Yeah. I thought the Guild Wars 1 story was really good. But, like, that's a different... Like, that was super instanced.
It's are there, really, are like, there holiday events?
Yeah, they just passed the winter one.
I think I missed that one.
The Heaven's Ward?
Yeah, I missed that one.
Yeah, there's... Like, in the towns, there was a bunch of Christmas stuff. You can get, like, snowman pets and Christmas-themed gear.
Okay.
I think there was a New Year's one.
Was it?
That was the New Year's
one. Was that Heaven's Ward?
Heaven's Ward, yeah. So they do it every year. So this, I guess, has something to do with the sheep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I looked at it, right? Pet. They did have the other animals. I saw that.
Oh, okay. You get pets?
Yeah, you can get
pets. What kind of do with these pets?
Like, Pokemon battle? Pets are just for fun.
Oh.
Certain classes have pets that do stuff. Mm. Like my conjurer, she can summon different
What about mounts?
There are tons of different mounts.
Oh, yeah.
You start off with a chocobo. By doing I just got a chocobo. But you can deck out your chocobo in different armor.
Dude, I don't care.
You can get a unicorn.
You can get a unicorn?
I've seen it once.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times.
And I wanted one.
I saw someone was... You know those big one-eyed monsters?
Yeah.
That fly? The cyclops things?
Okay.
That can be a mount. The lion with the magic lion with the mustache can be a mount.
What about
I saw someone riding a behemoth.
Yeah,
what's a behemoth?
The big muscular things where they like take the sword out of their head and stand on 2 legs.
Okay.
What about the cactar?
Cactars are enemies. I don't know if you could ride a cactar.
Okay,
that'd be pretty awesome though. But like this game is just like a love letter to Final Fantasy fans. It seems.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah, in the 2.5 patch. They have.
We're not talking about patches now, are we?
Yeah, but they started. They're bringing in a new raid. It's called like the Land of Darkness or whatever. But the final boss they show in the trailer is the final boss of Final Fantasy 3, not 6-3, but like 3-3,
like Japanese.
Yeah, Japanese 3.
Okay.
And it's crazy. Like it's this whole thing is just like a love letter to Final Fantasy fans. It's really cool.
Mm. Yeah.
I like it. It's real good.
I can tell you guys like it.
It's a nice change from Destiny.
Oh man, you how do you like your matchmaking system?
So good. I don't have to go onto a board or anything.
So dumb.
Still weird that you guys told me this game has no voice chat.
That's the one thing I don't like.
Yeah,
about
so it doesn't
game.
It doesn't have any in-game voice chat. But if you have it on the PS4 or I guess the Xbox One. It's not on Xbox One, is it?
It's not.
No, so if you have it on the PS4, the PS4 itself kind of fixes that problem because you just make a party. You make a separate party.
Like System UI party?
Yeah, you make a System UI party. But this game does support also like mouse and keyboard. So if you want to play it like a PC game, like the chats, like you can easily chat. But
chatting is hard with just a controller.
It's very hard.
What about a chat pad?
I don't think they have that for the PS4.
I've never had one of those, so...
Okay. They have that for the PS4 yet?
I don't know.
Might be a third party one.
Maybe.
If there is.
Because they have that little expansion slot near the headphone jack on the controller.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Maybe they do then.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah.
Cool.
That's been eating up a lot of my time.
It's really good.
Alright. Anything else?
No, nope.
All right.
Just Final Fantasy.
Anthony?
Final Fantasy as well. ton of Final Fantasy.
Sweet.
I just hit level 30 with my Arcanist.
What has this podcast become?
We should make our own separate, like, Final Fantasy podcast. Like, I'm totally down.
What's going to happen when Monster Hunter comes out, guys?
Monster Hunter podcast!
But are you all going to ditch Final Fantasy?
I'm
going to
be so split.
It's going to... I'm only going to be playing two games for the rest of my life.
Here's what's going to happen.
It's Final Fantasy. And
you queue up Monster for a duty. As I'm queuing up for a duty...
Yeah, we're going to be fighting monsters.
God.
Oh my god.
We're going to use our time efficiently.
Oh my god. Okay. Just checking.
So I finally got my Arcanist to level 30, and that is one of the requirements for me to go into a scholar class.
What's
the
level cap?
Level cap 50? Is 50.
Oh, okay, you're close.
But then I think...
Like, I think they're raising it?
Your item, they are?
Yeah, they're raising it in the next patch. Oh.
I was going to say, like, your items, like, at that point, start leveling up.
Yeah, you can, like, do, like...
Like, your gear levels up?
Yeah, gears levels up. Their gear can have materia slots. And you can add materia to your gear. Get what?
I can't remember.
Oh, okay. But yeah, you can add like crazy powers and stuff.
When you say materia, are we talking like Final Fantasy VII?
Like circles, like some are linked. Spheres.
Maybe
I don't know.
Not linked.
I haven't seen
know.
Any linked ones.
Okay, because those are the best ones.
Those are crazy ones, yes. But yeah, like they have a materia system within it.
Can I do Knights of the Round?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe you'd have to be a summoner for that. There's a summoner class. Oh, there are limit breaks. When you go
that
into...
was a limit break, wasn't it?
No.
That was just a summon.
That was a summon.
That was like a 10-minute summon.
I was gonna say that doesn't seem like it should be just
I think Cloud's Omni Slash did the same damage, but
that was a limit break. You didn't summon
it wasn't
a
as
bunch
epic.
Of knights.
It wasn't as epic.
Yeah. That was cool. But yeah, like this game's awesome. I thought it'd be hard to level up a character, like because when you the way you switch classes in this is that you just equip the weapon of that class.
Yeah.
So I equipped the healing staff instead of a book. And so I became a conjurer.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, I thought it'd be very hard for me to level up that class because I already went through a bunch of story missions. I already went through a bunch of early level missions. But nope. They have a system in place where depending on your main class, the level of your main class, you get experience bonuses while leveling up lower classes.
Mm.
And the bonus is greater the discrepancy between the two classes.
Oh, okay.
So if you're level 50 and you're leveling up a level 1, you're going to mow through experience.
I think it's like 50% more experience.
Yeah. And then there's a bunch of items that give you more experience. Mm. If you log off while you're inside a main town, you get a rest bonus. So when you kill a bunch of monsters in a row, you get a chain bonus. So at some point, I'm getting at 250% experience from monsters and different quests and stuff.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah. So you just go.
They make it real easy to level up.
Yeah.
Your first couple classes.
It's pretty cool.
And then you can do the whole referral program.
You can do the referral program. You can refer someone to a game and get bonus XP for a set amount of time.
Mm.
Yeah.
You get like a helmet. Like if someone you refer gets a 30-day description, you get a helmet. Which gives you more experience up to level 25.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's cool. But yeah, this game's really good. I can't really say anymore, but we talked about it a lot with TJ.
Yeah. It's addicting.
Yeah.
Sounds addicting.
If you're into MMOs and all that stuff, and
you know, Fantasy, oh man. After watching Sword Art, I've been really wanting.
I think that's why I'm so into
to
it.
To MMO.
It's really... Just
like,
do it.
It's like, yeah.
Just bite the bullet.
Like, I got into... Like, I played WoW to level 20, and then I was like, yeah, that's cool. But I think because it's Final Fantasy and you guys are playing, might make a difference.
And it's Final Fantasy.
Playing with friends makes a huge difference. Just like it makes a huge difference in anything.
Okay.
I play by myself.
Mm. So do I. But the fact that I know you guys are playing it, and eventually
True.
We're gonna raid together.
Eventually.
Yeah. Because the low-level stuff is really made to solo. Right, but if we wanted to like queue up faster in raids and stuff or in dungeons, like we just party, we get a party duty finder, go nuts.
I see.
Right.
Oh man,
yeah.
So good.
Just play it. Just play it.
You got 14 days.
Yes, but the sale ends tomorrow.
Oh shoot!
Just buy it, put it in your library.
If you buy it on the PS3, I think until March
31st.
Or the 31st.
Yeah.
Is it March 31st? Yeah, you can free upgrade to the PS4 edition.
That's a thing?
Yeah. That's what our friend did.
Is it the same price?
It's free.
No, like, is the...
The PS3 version?
The PS3
yeah, it's the same price.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, maybe I should just go buy my PlayStation 4 tomorrow.
Do it. Just do it now. Is Walmart still open? Let's go to Walmart.
Yeah, but they don't have the deal I want.
What's the deal? Oh, the free PlayStation Plus.
For a year? Yeah. That's really useful. Oh, then I get free games.
You don't need PlayStation Plus?
Oh yeah, you don't need PlayStation Plus. I know. True.
But if I buy PlayStation Plus and then I buy the game, it's a double discount on big discount.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. You get it for $30, collector's edition.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
Do it. And then you get a fat chocobo.
Okay. Well, if tomorrow you see me on Twitter being like, guys, I did a dumb thing, you'll know why.
Yeah. The collector's edition is really cool.
Oh, here we go.
You get a mount.
Oh,
you get
boy.
A free mount. It's a really fat chocobo. Mm-hmm. And your character holds a fishing rod with a geishal green on the end of it. And so it's like the fat chocobo is running after the food.
Right.
You get armor for your regular chocobo to make him look like a behemoth.
Okay.
You get the helmet of the Warrior of Light with the horns and stuff.
How long will it take me to download all this stuff?
wait. You already downloaded it, right?
No, but if I...
Oh, for the PS4.
Yeah.
Just do it overnight.
So I won't be playing after I buy, is what you're saying.
Well, then I did it in the morning.
What's your average download speed?
I don't know.
Like, my average is like... Mine's is like 4 megs.
Yeah, mine's like 2.5.
Okay, mine took me like an hour?
It shouldn't be that bad, because I think when we did it was like...
Mine was on the disc, though.
To patch, mine took about, I think, somewhere between 1 and 3 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't remember.
I don't know if mine was shorter because I had the disc copy or not, but
yeah, probably because you didn't have to download.
The game, and then I didn't have the patch afterwards, and so
okay,
the patching is what takes forever.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
awesome.
Then I played. Let's get off Final Fantasy.
Okay.
Then I played Guilty Gear Xrd Sign.
Why?
Because I was at the Mohawk LAN party, and my friend brought.
Oh, you went to that?
Yeah, my friend. Brought Guilty Gear Xrd Sign, and that game is just Guilty Gear. Like,
no shit.
Like, it's just as hard as the other Guilty Gears.
Whoa, really?
But that game is gorgeous. Oh my god, it looks so nice.
It does, but I kind of just don't care because it's a fighting game.
Okay, yeah. If you don't care, the fighting mechanics are.
Like, it could be solid. It could be like the best looking game in the world, but because it's confined to just this. Fighting game scenario. Yeah. It's like, I don't really care.
Yeah, it's still got a bunch of, it's still got your tension gauge. You still have to do some Roman cancels.
Yeah.
To do.
This one doesn't say combos. Heaven or hell.
It doesn't say heaven or hell.
I'm out. Like, what is this Blaze Blue thing?
No, that's Blaze Blue is the wheel of fate is turning.
Never mind.
Rebel is like rebel, then round number, action, and then they fight.
That was the best part about Guilty Gear.
Heaven or hell? Yeah. Let's rock! There's a guy named Axel Lowe in it. Like Axel Rose.
Get it?
Get it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that game's really good. I'm not gonna talk more fighting games because nobody here plays it.
Nope.
I also beat Infamous First Light.
Oh. That's the one with the girl?
Yeah, it's the one with Fetch, her name is. Her name is Fetch.
Was it good?
She has neon powers. I thoroughly enjoyed this game more so than... Second Son?
Do you need Infamous Second Son?
To play this? Yeah. No, it's a prequel.
Oh. Okay.
Well, so you could get it separately?
It's a standalone. It's a standalone expansion.
Oh.
B, it's a prequel, so you don't need to know the story of...
That's a lot more compelling.
Yeah, compelling. But yeah, it's really... The neon powers are really fun. I liked playing as Fetch, just as a character, more so than whatever Troy Baker played.
Yeah.
And it's the right amount of Infamous. The one thing with Infamous Second Son for me is that it was too long. I got burnt out on a lot of the powers really fast, and it just kept going. With this one, because it is a standalone expansion and it's not like a full price game or anything.
Right.
It is a bite size version. Yeah. There's you get one island out of all the islands. You get a shorter story mode, and it's a fraction of what the other game is, but I think it's a overall better game. Like, it's a more compact experience. Like, it's full of stuff, you're never bored. And it's over at the right time. Like, just at the point you're like, I kind of don't want to play Infamous anymore. Like, it does that payoff, and you're like, I got the end, I can do whatever. And if I feel like it, I can find all the orbs, I can do all the collectibles and stuff like that. Yeah, it's just the right amount. It's a better Infamous than Infamous Second Son was.
Cool.
Yeah. And then the last thing I did was I finished Fist of the North Star.
Oh, the manga.
The manga. I can see why people really like this series. It's really good. It's where everything comes from. It's just finishing it, I realize now, like, where all these shonen mangas get their tropes, and it gets it from this. It gets the burning passion, a man's burning passion. It gets some, like, those lawful good, like, doing what is right because it's right kind of characters. Mm-hmm. I will say there was a point in the story where I felt it ended for me before there is a fight with the main baddie, Rao. After that arc, after the final fight with Rao, I think there is a bunch of weak arcs. There's a time skip, and there's arcs that I really didn't enjoy. It was kind of boring.
Yeah.
But then it really picked up at the end. The last two arcs were great, and the ending was... It was a great send-off to that series.
Good.
Brought manly tears to my eyes.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. Would you say it breaks your top three favorite manga?
Breaks my top... I don't even know if I have a top three. I've never really thought about it. Like, I know...
You have a top one?
Yotsuba is top one. Okay. But I'd have to make a top three, I guess.
Okay.
But it's really good.
So you like it because you see the roots?
I see the roots, and even though I know, like, these tropes already from Future, I still feel the story held up in a way. Mm. Well, at least most of it did.
Yeah.
Like I said, there were those weak storylines that were kind of balls.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, what else? The only other complaint is that there are a couple powers that I thought were lame. He pretty much shoots... He shoots his ki. He shoots his fighting spirit at someone as a projectile attack. And I'm like, that's lame. Like,
really?
Yeah, I thought it was super lame. Like, he's like, oh, now I have a ranged attack. And I'm like, oh, you're just gonna Kamehameha everybody. This is stupid.
Dragon Ball Z ruined your life.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I liked the series because it was just, like, hand-to-hand combat and, like, punching the crap out of people. But and then he doesn't use the ranged attack a lot, but whenever he does, I just hate it.
Okay.
Yeah. What was the I think the coolest deaths out of the whole series was one grunt got his skeleton ejected from his body, and another grunt got his torso. Oh, what? The thing about the skeleton?
Yeah.
He hit a bunch of pressure points to tighten his muscles so hard that it ejected the skeleton from his skin.
Wow.
And then the other one was a guy got punched with so many punches that the top and bottom half still had skin, but his torso was just a skeleton. And he didn't realize he was dead until he looked down. Like, it was pretty good. But yeah. I really like that series. It's
good
times. Now I'm reading Slam Dunk.
Really?
Yeah.
You're reading Slam Dunk?
I'm reading Slam Dunk. Everybody tells me to watch Slam Dunk. Everybody tells me to read Slam Dunk.
They got some cool hairstyles.
Yeah, they do. It seems like it's from the same era as, like, something like Great Teacher Onizuka.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the boncho and very crude humor of the 90s, of, like, the mid-90s to it. And I really like that. I really like that era of manga. I like their humor. I like their style and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Like, in the first five chapters, like, someone gets their pants pulled down and, like, shows their ass to the school. Like, it's very crude humor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really like it. I really like that style of stuff. But yeah, it's my week.
Cool. That's a show.
It is.
So we talk about a lot of stuff today.
We did we?
We did.
Damn.
I'm going to attribute it all to Final Fantasy.
Yo, Final Fantasy is good. Just play Final Fantasy.
And Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter is also good.
Yep.
Two great games. You can look forward to our two new additions to the 3D Animation Network of the Final Fantasy cast and the Monster Hunter cast.
I'm totally down to make a separate podcast.
If you want to do that editing, go for it.
I'll do it. Watch me. I'll do it.
I'm not going to stop. I just said I'm not going to stop you. If you call up TJ and you guys want to talk about Final Fantasy, go for it.
Yo, you want to do that?
Yo.
It doesn't have to be weekly. It could be, like, bi-weekly.
What would we say?
Well, we talk about what we're doing and like our like events and
that's
stuff.
True. That's true.
Our journey through the realm.
Wow.
Our journey through the realm.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just chronicle my own solo adventure.
No, you can come on too.
No, no,
you're invited.
No. I'm gonna have my own segment.
Here's the Han Solo cast. Yeah,
no, I'll have my own segment, and I'll just splice it into the middle of yours.
How? I'm gonna be editing it.
I'll see the file. I'll just download
just
it.
Just grab it.
Yeah. I'll splice my part into it.
Re-upload it.
Yeah.
God damn it. Hijacked edition.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. And you'll hear my opening quest.
All right, I'm down. I'm down. Let's do this.
Sweet.
All right, we gotta get Christian on this.
Otherwise, that's it. If you ever want to reach us, you can always send us a letter at tnib.letters@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Google. We're on Google.
Yeah, type 3 Nerds Basement into that search bar.
Yep, we're on Google. We're on Yahoo Search. We're on Bing.
We're pretty active on our Facebook now.
Oh, sweet.
Follow us on Facebook.
We're okay on
Three
Facebook.
Nerds Basement. You're one of the lucky ones to get Monster Hunter codes.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
We hope you guys enjoyed them. Special access only. We'll grant
for
them
important people.
From Nintendo. My email said from Nintendo.
Yeah, from Nintendo. They give us a press release. They're like, yo, Vince, you need to hand out these hot codes.
Yeah, pretty much. There you go. We're off to play more Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
And we will see you guys in 1 week's time.
Sweet.
Bye-bye.